The Apostle Paul finds himself in a precarious situation, locked up at the Antonia Fortress in Jerusalem. 40 Jewish men have formed a plot to take his life, and so they have made arrangements to do that. Well, when the commander hears about it, he sets in motion a plan to try to rescue Paul and, of course, his own career. Let's pick up in Acts 23, verse 23. Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." All right, as we have seen, the commander is ready to pull out that night. He's going to try to take Paul separately to Caesarea so that he can be interrogated by Governor Felix instead. And so this is a move to protect Paul, but as I said, it's also a move for Claudius Lysias to protect his own job. Okay, so we have now this really large detachment that has been put together, 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen all ready to escort Paul to Caesarea. Now, there have been a lot of interpretation of how all of this works, right? So let's put it all together. Here's one interpretation of the scene. The heavily armed soldiers would be out front, the horse cavalry in the middle, and the spearmen in the back. Where do you think Paul would be if he were riding a horse? Probably in the middle of the escort among the horse soldiers. It would, after all, be the safest place to be. I like how the late John MacArthur describes it. He writes, "So here is 470 soldiers armed to the gills to escort one apostle out of town. You know, when the providence of God goes into action and God takes care of his saints, they usually go first class." Great statement. Notice what verse 23 tells us Claudius ordered. "Get a detachment ready to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight." This is becoming a recurring theme in the book of Acts, isn't it? They are going to march this detachment of 470 soldiers out of the garrison at 9 o'clock at night under the cover of darkness. Depending on the time of the year, it got dark in Palestine around 6 o'clock p.m., so Claudius is taking no chances. He is going to ensure that the assassins are not prepared for their detachment's departure. Next, let's notice where they are taking Paul. Their destination is Caesarea, the provincial capital of Judea. And as we have noted in our Acts survey several times, there were two Caesareas in Paul's day. Caesarea Maritima, or also known as Caesarea by the Sea, is where Claudius intends to take Paul. It is some 60 miles away at the Mediterranean coast, and was a Gentile-dominated town in a Gentile-dominated territory. The other Caesarea was Caesarea Philippi, which was located about 25 miles north of the Sea of Galilee at the base of Mount Hermon. This location had one of the largest springs feeding the Jordan River. Caesarea by the Sea was the location of Governor Antonius Felix's residence. And we're going to see next time that he has a rather notorious reputation. Join me again for Verse by Verse.